Hi, this is Gary Chalk, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Sentinel Online, now loading all things Transformers.
This is Megatron, and you've found the All Things Transformers frequency here at the Geekcast Radio Network. Join Steve and Mike as they unleash the beast in you and discuss all things Transformers. Excellent! Yes!
Unicron, my master. With this, I shall make you my slave.
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me in this adventure into All Things Transformers is TFG1 Mike.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
I'm trying to perfect my Megatron voice, but I really don't have a Megatron voice.
Ah, yes. Well, well, well.
You know.
Anyway,
no.
So, let's get this right out of the box, as it will, for this beginning of the episode. Okay. We have the Top 100 Transformers Countdown coming.
Yes. Thank you for that, Cliff Jumper.
We have the Top 100 Transformers Countdown.
That's right. Top 100 Transformers Characters Countdown. There is a link that will be in the show notes for this episode, but it is also on our website, geekcastradio.com. We are looking for any and all Transformers fans that we can find to submit to us their favorite Top 100 Transformers characters. If you are interested in this and you reply to us on social media, if you comment on this post of this episode of this podcast, or if you get in touch with us some other way on the internet, we will then send you the spreadsheet of the over 800 characters that Optimus Solo painstakingly listed for us. And then you can go about making your list. I'm in the middle of making my list. You already sent your list in.
Yeah, I had an OCD moment, being that I lost internet last week.
Yes.
So one of the days I sat down for a couple hours, and I was just compiling. And first of all, I went through and I'm like, don't know enough about this one, don't know enough about this one. And I made a purge list. And then after I narrowed it down to 125, which took a while, I was then able to break it down further. And then I actually ended up going down to 99. And then I was like, okay, I can bring one back. Because I miscounted in the spreadsheet. I had the title, the category lines. And so I had to remove that,
right?
So that I could reorganize. And then I had the 100 characters, and then I had to painstakingly put them in the order. So that took quite a while. But anyways, yeah, it's our latest endeavor into our Top 100 Countdown, and I'm very excited about it. I also love the art that I managed to come up with.
Yes, very cool. Very cool. Yeah, absolutely. So for those that don't know, for those who only listen to this show, that don't listen to other shows, that don't listen to our main feed, Geekcast Radio, the Top 100 will be on this feed and that feed as well. Since 2011, we were 2 years into our network being online. We started with the Top 100 Animated Series in 2011. Oh my god, it's been a decade since we did that list. Holy crap. In 2013, we did the Top 100 Animated Films. In 2015, we did the Top 100 TV Shows. In 2016, we did the Top 100 Animated Characters. In 2017, we did the Top 100 Villains. And in 2019, we did the Top 100 Wrestlers. This will be one of two, hopefully, this year. I don't know. It just depends on how this one goes. But we're going to plan for two Top 100 Countdowns here in 2021. First of which is the Transformers one. And then later on in the year will be the Toys one. So Top 100 Toys. Now, the way I envision this, the way that it's in my head, is that we're doing the Transformers for the summer blockbuster kind of thing, slash tying into the overall anniversary of the franchise, movies, Beast Wars, all that stuff between August and September, as far as kind of releasing whatever. That's just what it is in my head, okay? Top 100 toys in my head is we would release it sometime between Halloween and Christmas because, you know, toys and Christmas and getting presents and getting action figures as kids and back in the 80s and 90s and things like that. So that's kind of what's in my brain. Whether that actually happens or not is a completely other story, but I do know that our good buddy and fellow collaborator Optimus Solo is working his mac and cheese butt off to get this done for us. And we appreciate everything that he does to do all this meth that he does, meth, math, whatever you want to call it. Just absolutely, it's going to be a blast. We are hoping that everyone that participates in these will want to participate in more of them because we have plans for other top 100s in the future. So yes, the top 100 Transformers characters countdown. Oh boy. Now, let's get to the news, shall we? And as I've mentioned on this podcast many, many times, we are not news breakers, we are not news makers, we are news reactors. Or refractors, or reflectors, or
no.
some sort of camera thing. Stop it. And I think the first thing we should bring up is Hasbro presents Hasbro Pulse Fan Fest virtual event set for April 9th, 2021. We are getting our news from AllSpark, the AllSpark, allspark.com. 2021 has been a year of rebuilding from the chaos of 2020, and the process has been slow and rough enough to push back some fan-favorite events, like the annual New York Toy Fair, but Hasbro is ready to pick up some of the slack and let us know what will be eating our wallets this year at the new virtual event, Hasbro Pulse Fan Fest. So yeah, this is the second Hasbro Pulse Fan Fest that they did. Very interesting. This is going to be cool. It's going to feature not just Transformers, it's going to feature G.I. Joe, Power Rangers, Marvel, Star Wars, Fortnite, other brands as well. So, yeah. For Transformers, worlds continue to collide on Transformers. Join members of the Hasbro marketing and design team as they reveal toys from Wave 3 of Kingdom and share some exciting news about the final chapter of Netflix's Transformers War for Cybertron trilogy. Don't miss out as we take a closer look at Kingdom, Commander, and Titan class figures, including a first-time character to appear in a toy. Ooh, that's interesting. I wonder if that's leaked yet. I haven't seen Proto Man or anybody talk about that yet, but I could be wrong. And if you thought the Pulse-exclusive weapons pack was epic, you'll find the next one to be a blast. Finally, we will reveal a new Pulse-exclusive toy capsule in partnership with IDW Publishing that will turn the Transformers universe upside down. Get ready for a panel that's more than meets the eye. Very, very cool. Very awesome. I'm loving virtual events because I can watch the content when I want to watch it, and I can skip around. Like, I don't have to wait for live coverage. Don't get me wrong. I really enjoy, like, I remember spending 6 hours with Radio Free Cybertron crew back in 2012 or something or other talking about San Diego Comic-Con, and we would have to wait until news came in off of panels and things like that. But these virtual conventions, now that we live in the world of COVID-19 and all that and everything else, man, I'm digging it because I can just wait until the con's over and just watch through the video and find out what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I like that aspect as well. And then the fact that I can just kind of, you know, not worry about, you know, all those added costs and things of that nature. So I have to say that I'm looking forward to what Kingdom has to offer. I do not know. I don't know what the Titan class figure, although I've heard that it's going to be the Ark and Transformers.
Interesting.
I've also heard that like the commander is going to be like a Rodimus and something else.
Yeah, it says that they're going to look at the they're going to spotlight the commander class figures. And we do know that Rodimus is a commander class figure because I did see on the Transformers Slag podcast hosted by the goddamn Proto Man, our good buddy up there at in Canada with TFCon and all that. He did show off the images and talk about it and things like that. So we are getting commander class Rodimus, which I think is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I assume also that Kingdom Galvatron will be commander class or maybe Voyager. I don't know. But we do also have our first official look of him, and I love that image. The full image of him in robot mode with the ships and the gun and just on the background of Cybertron with every... I love that image. That's so cool.
Did you find it funny that his gun is basically his...
It's the ship.
Yeah, it's the ship.
I think it's a nice little homage.
Yeah, I mean, I saw when this figure leaked, not only from this image, but there was a little bit of controversy going around when people had their Unicron. Being that he was in the photo.
Yeah.
But so was a repaint of the Megatron figure, a.k.a. T-Rex.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that was weird. Yeah, that you can't be doing those kind of spoilers, folks. You get in trouble for that.
Or if you're going to have them and you're going to take a photo, make sure that you move things that you don't want in the photo.
Right.
Or do what toy reviewers do. They put a white background behind them, so it's only the toy.
Yep.
Because what had happened is this guy had put this photo up, and it's been all over the place. Now there's no way that this image is coming down.
No,
because everybody saved it. It's got Unicron photo bombing in the bottom. It got Galvatron at the top, and because they were trying to take a picture of the Galvat or Unicron's rings, and Galvatron's railgun, and then you see T-Rex in beast mode in the background, and people were like, "Harmon, look at it, it's T-Rex," and that, like, people are just losing it.
Yeah.
And trying to get this image taken offline, and so everybody's pretty much in the yay, it's T-Rex.
Yeah.
I don't personally care because I'm not going to pick it up, but people that were enjoying the original one, I could see them doing it. Plus, we've already seen the leaked head sculpt, which is the original Grimace that was on Megatron's face in the old toy. I'm just waiting now until we get to see the official look at Scorponok, Waspinator, Rhinox, and Tigatron.
Right.
And Shadow Panther, because that's basically a repaint of Cheetor.
Right.
That they're probably going to actually use. Because they don't have Pterosaur, and they don't have Inferno, and they don't have Tarantulas. Although Tarantulas is coming next year, but I'm more so interested in seeing what they do with Rhinox, Tigatron, and Scorponok. Because Scorponok used to be a Mega before, now he's a Deluxe. Rhinox was a Deluxe, now he's a Voyager. Tigatron was a Deluxe, now he's a Voyager. And honestly, I think that Voyager is kind of that sweet spot.
Yeah.
You get more of the detail because, I mean, I like my core class Rat Trap, which is the basic figures from the days of old. Although I have, when I went back to Michigan, my brother still had my, basic class Iguanas.
Okay.
A figure, and he offered it back to me, and I have to comment about the quality of the toy.
Okay.
Because the quality of the old figures are infinitely better as far as the plastic.
Okay.
And the transformation. Because, and not only that, but Iguanus is like two heads taller than the core class Rattrap.
Oh, wow.
And he cost $4 less back in the day.
Oh, jeez.
And I feel like they did a nice job with the core class Rattrap for the size that it is. I just wish they would have made it a little bit bigger to be in scale with everybody else. And then I felt like the Cheetor that they came out with, while it's much nicer than that universe one they came out with 5-6 years ago, mm-hmm. It's still, in my opinion, pales in comparison to the original toy. But yeah, I mean, it's neither here nor there, but I'm looking forward to seeing a good Tigatron, a good Rhinox. Waspinator, I have the deluxe of the Thrilling 30, and I don't see a reason to get that because it's the Thrilling 30, it's kind of perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And then Scorponok, we haven't had a new one of that since the 90s, so I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with that. But yeah, I mean, they've got quite a few different, a lot of the core class, like Soundwave or Starscream or Megatron. Like my son has the core class Optimus Prime.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chintzy little toy. Like, it is so cheap. The plastic, like he broke one of the clips that holds the wheels. The wheels mm-hmm. aren't even as good as Hot Wheel car wheels.
Jeez.
Like they're literally like plastic chunks that don't move. So you can't actually drive the car. I don't know. I'm not a real fan of the core class in general. So the Voyager class, like what they did with Dinobot, honestly speaks volumes of what they're capable of.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Speaking about Galvatron, alt mode clear leaks or first clear look at the alt mode. I love that they're embracing the cannon slash tank thing. I love that it's not just a cannon. It is also a tank, and that they're doing that. I think that is super cool because there's so many times where it's like, but Galvatron can't be what he really is, or this, or that, or whatever. And yes, the old toy was a makeshift laser pistol at one, you know, Galvatron essentially in G1 was a triple changer in the toy because you had the cannon mode, the robot mode, and you could turn it into a light-up laser pistol. But this alt mode, I love it. I think it's great. And we actually even have, I shared it earlier today on my page and on All Things Transformers page, we actually have better leaked images of the robot mode. Oh, the purple. Like, I don't
This is quite possibly the best Galvatron we've ever gotten.
It's not quite possibly. It is. There's no, like, this is not an opinion. It's very rarely do I try my best not to just say things are fact, and most of the time it's just my wacky-ass opinions. But seriously, looking at these images of this leaked version of the of the toy itself, in-hand images, it looks so good. It is single-handed. Like, this is the Galvatron we deserved 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. You know, 40 years ago, they didn't have the toy, and thanks to Patriot Prime Reviews, that was the Facebook page that I found. He's a video creator that I found. I follow his page on Facebook that I found these. He had posted these images, or he had shared the fact that these images were leaked. And I've said on this podcast, I've said on other podcasts, my toy collecting is solely in the Funko realm, but goddamn if I don't want two of these fucking things. One for robot, one for alt mode. Hell, I'll even pay somebody to transform it for me. Because I think we could do a whole episode, and I really think we should do this in the future, a whole episode on transformation steps. Because that's the thing. Like, I watch Optobotomus, I watch Pia, I watch a bunch of other Transformers reviewers, Bolt Matrix, all that kind of stuff. But every time I watch Optobotomus, it's like, you know, he goes through his the way he does his videos, and he says that this and this, and that's it for the packaging. Oh, and by the way, the character transforms in X number of steps. They have the step number on the packaging now of how many steps it takes to transform this character. I wish we had that 40 years ago when I was a kid, because we were just fumbling around and, you know, all those Soundwave toys that have come out in the last 40 years that are like, hey, you want a throwback to his G1 version? Just move it this way, and this way. And there you go, boombox. But yeah, Kingdom Galvatron, really, really the best Galvatron figure we've ever had, from what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Transformers, Ghostbusters, Star Wars, and Walmart. The countdown had begun, and then less than 5 minutes later, Walmart's website crashed.
Well, the problem was,
mm-hmm.
That it never launched when it was supposed to.
Oh, geez.
Because when the countdown finished, nothing displayed.
Oh no.
Because I was on Discord and I was looking and I was curious what, you know, the costs were, which. That on its own, like, people were like, oh, go to Hasbro Pulse, and I'm like, well, you have to spend $50 to get Hasbro Pulse and then you get free shipping. Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to pick up everything that they come out with, but I've heard tales of people that have pre-ordered stuff through Hasbro Pulse and they'll get it faster through like BBTS or find it in retail before they'll get it from them,
right?
So I just didn't see the reasoning to do that. And then mm-hmm. The other thing I don't like about Walmart's pre-order is you have to pay up front.
Well, yeah.
Whereas the other you do not. And yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of one of those double-edged sword issues, but I mean, I'm excited for what is coming out. The only gripe I have is that, for instance, you're getting the same deco on Megatron and Primal as the original figure, but you're spending $30 more.
Yeah.
And because they were $19.97 when they came out, and now they're $49.97 for the same toy.
Jesus.
And for Cheetor, who was originally $9.97, he's $22.97. So there's only, you know, a $13 increase. And then Rat Trap, who they said the mold was lost years ago, they must have mm-hmm. found one.
yeah,
they have they've repainted him, like the rat eyes used to be like an off yellow,
right?
And then part of the rat face, like some of the colors on it are different now as opposed to the original, so some of the coloration is a little bit off compared to the original. The feet are also white, or like a whitish color, whereas the originals were like almost like a peach pink,
right?
And then the same thing with the tail has a different look to it, too. But, I mean, it's also $22.87, and that was a $5 toy.
mm-hmm.
So I'm a little disappointed on that front that they decided to cash in. Like, at least make it, like, $15
mm-hmm.
for that. Like, not go for the gut punch. But,
yeah.
Because, like, my kids would love to have that because it's a flip transformation, which I feel like the new stuff is so out of, like, I have a hard time transforming them because there's just so many, like they say, oh, it's only this many steps.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's only that many steps. But then either A, you break something on the new stuff.
yeah.
Cause it bends in some unnatural way.
Right.
Like the new Rat Trap, like I like him. I like what he looks like in Robot.
Mm-hmm.
I've never successfully gotten him to beast mode. Mm-hmm. That's not, I mean, granted, I didn't do it with the instructions. I'm sure if I did, I could figure it out. But I prefer the old stuff in that regard. Like, I don't even need instructions. I didn't use them when I did them originally back in the day, but again, neither here nor there. I do like, though, that they are coming out with the retro bubble pack on Rat Trap and Cheetor, and the retro box for Megatron and Optimus, and they both all say Kenner on them.
Interesting.
So, like, they look exactly like they used to. Because even the images that are on the box art show what the original colors of the toys are. Which is funny. Because they're like, no, we redecoed their color palette, but their box shows the original look. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited for it. I'm a little disappointed that they're Walmart exclusives.
Yeah.
Because Walmart has this notorious thing where they're never stocked. Even now, I went to one the other day. They had literally three Transformers in the whole aisle. two Warpaths and an Alita one. And then a lot of the other ones have like the Cyberverse, or they have Old War for Cybertron stuff, and they're missing like Kingdom, or you might see some reissues, but you're lucky if they're there.
Yeah. Every time we go to Walmart and I'm in that area, I will check the toy section, and it is always bare bones. It's like Cyberverse or Bumblebee, or, you know, it's nothing new at all. Like, I think I saw two Studio 86 Grimlocks, and that was it. The rest of it was just completely empty. It's crazy.
Now, don't get me wrong, like, the nostalgia factor has me, like, kind of, like, interested in these, but at the same time, like, I'm more into the show accuracy than the nostalgia.
Right.
So, it doesn't mean anything to me. Yeah. I got rid of them for that reason originally. I was like, oh, they have stuff that looks like the show now. I don't care about these.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
But it's definitely better than paying for them on eBay if you're looking to get them.
Yeah, exactly. So the last bit of news before we get to comic solicits, we've got at least the last bit of news that I have. Cover art for Transformers Generations 2021 MOOC revealed. Now, when I saw this article headline on allspark.com, I'm like, what? The Frag is a MOOC. It's a magazine book. It's a whatever. Spring, and with it will come the release of the next Transformers Generations MOOC. These magazine/books have been going strong since 2009, covering the toy lines of the year and offering up special sections on the collecting culture, as well as a new manga adventure each time. The 2021 book was pegged for a spring release via this tweet from Hero X, which acknowledged the later than usual release. These have seen December releases in the last few years. This looks really cool. I don't know if I'll end up getting it, but it looks really cool.
I love the cover art. The
cover art, yes.
That it shows, you know, everything from War for Cybertron Kingdom to Studio Series 86 to Unicron to, you know, Masterpiece I love that you get Primal, you got Dinobot, you got Beast Megatron, you got Black Arachnia, you've got Scourge, Cyclonus, Prime, Unicron, Cheetor, Hot Rod, Rat Trap, Jazz, I mean, Eraser, there's just, the list goes on, but yeah. it's an epic art.
Yes, absolutely amazing art. Absolutely love that. All right, and I think finally up tonight, unless you have anything else.
I have a few things, but...
Oh, you have a few things. Okay, well...
A few.
Okay.
So, exclusive to Walmart is they have the Generations War for Cybertron series-inspired multi-packs. Like, for instance, they're selling a multi-pack of Megatron Siege with that purple Paleo Trex.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I'm like, meh.
Yeah.
Wah, wah. It doesn't, like, a lot of people were like, oh, that sucks. They're like,
yeah, it's just the Siege Megatron mold. It's not even the Earthrise Megatron mold.
No.
I mean, come on. Like, yeah. Again, that's why I wasn't even going to bring it up, because it's like, eh.
Well, like, I don't get me wrong, I love the Optimus Prime mm-hmm. that they have for, you know, like the 3-pack or the, you know, Earthrise or Kingdom. Just, I love the colorations. I've noticed, though, that there's slight differences in their color palette. Like, okay. some of them have battle damage. Some of them have, like, the primes. Something I've noticed is the chest. The glass window has different colorations depending on the version it is.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
So, like, the original one in the Siege or whatever, he even has a slightly different transform for vehicle mode, where part of the top sticks out, whereas the Earthrise and the Kingdom, he has the normal semi that we're all used to. Even the 3-pack has the normal semi we're used to, although, like I said, the headlights and the cab glass is, instead of like an opaque color, it's more of a bluish tint to it. And so I like that aspect better. If it weren't for that, I'd probably want to get my hands on them. But I'm concentrating on beasts, but that's on my radar, though. But it's really cool, though. The other thing that's not really, like, it's kind of neat if you don't have them already. Mm-hmm. They have a 2-pack of Optimus Primal and Rat Trap.
Right, yeah.
Whereas Primal, they added a little bit, like, they changed part of the colorations of the, you know, his foot, and a little bit darker colors, a little bit variations. And then Rat Trap, they changed his colors as well. They put more of a white around his nose, and they darkened all of the gray fur down to a darker gray. And there's, like I said, there's some coloration changes. People were calling it like Coke sniffing Rat Trap, but on the forums, because of the fact that he had a white nose on his rat face. And they colored his forearm part with where he would have his bombs in the show. They recolored those. There's two variations. There's one where it shows him with like black, and then others with white. So there's no idea which one it actually is, because they show the box art with one color, and then they show the promotional art with the other. So. Mm. But yeah, so I mean, there's some different variations. I repainted mine, so I don't honestly care, but, so the other thing that people were clamoring for, which probably will come down the pipe, is a repaint of Kingdom Dinobot into Grimlock.
I guess.
Well, you remember the old Beast Wars Grimlock? It was a repaint of the original Dinobot with a different head sculpt.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Anyways, I owned it.
Okay.
So I would probably go for that. As cool. With most of the original owners.
You know, you're talking about Rat Trap. All I can think of is his line in the agenda. Hey, String Butt, here's a couple of belly bombs with your name right on them.
Eat it and weep.
That's right.
Yo, String Butt! Got a pair of belly bombs here with your name right on them. Eat them and weep.
Now I kind of want to go watch the agenda. All right. IDW Publishing April 2021 solicits for June. So these are releases coming in June of this year. Some are also slated for later because they are trade paperbacks, not single issues. We start off with My Little Pony Transformers 2, issue number 3 of 4. Written by James Asmus and Tony Fleeks, with Priscilla Tramontano and Tony Fleeks on art. Sombra's evil plans continue to spell trouble for our unlikely heroes. Meanwhile, Vinyl Scratch, Octavia, and Soundwave have to figure out how to work together. What could possibly go wrong? Okay, so I have this plan, sort of, where we do a whole month, whether it's Autobotly April, whether it's Autobotly August, whether it's Decepticonish December, I don't know. I have this whole plan where I want to take all the IDW crossovers that I haven't done yet and just put them all in one month. So My Little Pony 1 and 2, Back to the Future, Transform, and just all that stuff. So that's going to be interesting. Transformers number 32, Brian Ruckley on writing, Anna Malkova on art. Lords of Misrule Test Flight 2. Jumpstream's expanded teleporting powers have left her stranded and alone. She has only one option to return home, but is she willing to do it? Plus, her adventures herald the return of Cybertron's Lord of Misrule, but who are they and how will they change Cybertron's future? And the final solicit we have for, well, actually, second to last solicit we have for Transformers is Beast Wars number 5. Eric Burnham, Josh Burcham. Savage Landing Part 5. It's the opening salvo of the Beast Wars as Megatron's Predacons launch their assault on the Axelon, Optimus Primal's maximal base. Outnumbered, outgunned, and still healing from their wounds, how will the Maximals be able to keep from being overwhelmed? And whose side does Dinobot fight for? And the final one is they are starting the IDW Collection Phase 3, Volume 1. So there's a bunch of creators on here. John Barber, Margaret Scott, Cullen Bunn, Fico Osseo, Sarah Petre, Dorochet, and others, presenting the final phase of IDW's Transformers universe in recommended reading order, including one-shots, crossovers, and event series. The revolution begins here. Explosions rip across Earth, and all signs of blame point to Optimus Prime, because, you know, it's not like he just wants to play basketball. And the Transformers, G.I. Joe refuses to go quietly, however, and they assemble heroes big enough to stop the invaders. Action Man and Mask fight for humanity as well, but where do Rom and the Micronauts stand? Plus, a wave of undead titans threatens Cybertron. Starscream will need more than a secret police force to stop the oncoming horde. But the fearless leader finds himself short on friends and firepower. Who can be called upon, and why aren't they stepping up to the plate? This collects Revolution Issues 0 to 5, The Transformers Till All Are One, Transformers Action Man, and Transformers More Than Meets the Eye, Revolution One-Shots, Transformers Till All Are One, Issues 5 to 8, and Revolutionaries Issues 1 to 4. This is advance solicited for September, hardcover, full color, price is $60 for 392 pages. I love that IDW, not just for Transformers, but for all of their series, they do the hardcover IDW collection phase things. I think that is so cool that they do that, to have a hardcover collectible for the comics. And as I said in the solicit, it's in recommended reading order, which is really, really cool that they put it in story order. Love that. All right, I think that's it for us.
Yeah. Yep.
Coming up next, we've got Autobotly April. We're going to start with episode 406 of The Pull Bag, talking about volume 2 of the Transformers ongoing currently in the new universe, with written by Brian Ruckley and all that good stuff. So that's coming up here inside on All Things Transformers and over on The Pull Bag as well. And yeah, so you're going to get a whole month of HGTF episodes all about the comics. Because we like to read comics, for the most part. Where can the people find you online, sir?
At SCP21 on Twitter.
Awesome. I am at TFG and Mike on Twitter. You can follow all the other network stuff and everything else as well at Geekcast Radio, at All Things TFV3, and all that other good stuff. You got any closing lines, Megatron?
I simply have a penchant for intelligent conversation.
We'll have to find some of that next time, because I am not an intelligent converser.
No. No, you are not. I'm some fool.
Transform and transcend and roll out with us here on All Things Transformers. We'll catch you next time, folks. I'll give you a maximal fool.
Come out, Autobot! We all must die sometime. It's a pity you Autobots die so easily, or I might have a sense of satisfaction now.
This is Megatron, and you're listening to All Things Transformers on the Geekcast Radio Network. Yes.
Diecast construction. It's a lost art.